SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, pro-Palestinian activists crash Victorian Labor's state conference. An Australian among those injured in a deadly incident of gunfire in Afghanistan. And in football, Australia wins the hosting rights to the 2026 Women's Asian Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Pro-Palestinian protesters have gatecrashed a Labor state conference in Melbourne, targeting the Prime Minister over Australia's response to the war in Gaza. Anthony Albanese is among attendees at the two-day event at the Moonee Valley Racecourse. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters breached security and entered the racecourse after 10 a.m, forcing staff to lock the doors to the conference room. The group chanted, "Labor Party, you can't hide, you're supporting genocide," after making their way upstairs. They were later moved on. Several motions relating to the conflict in Gaza are scheduled for debate later today, including one calling for an end to military cooperation with Israel. Inside the conference venue, Mr. Albanese told delegates the federal budget shows the government places great importance on access to education.
In our party, we know that education opens the doors of opportunity, and that's why we're backing the aspiration of Australian students and graduates, wiping $3 billion off student debt and fixing the student loan system so that it's simpler and fairer into the future. Because under Labor governments, higher education is about changing lives, not a lifetime of debt.
Customers who assault or abuse workers in the retail, hospitality or transport sectors in Victoria are set to face harsher penalties under changes to the law. In a speech to the Victorian Labor State Conference, Premier Jacinta Allen announced her government would introduce legislation to crack down on attacks on consumer-facing workers. Ms Allen spoke of her own experience working at local supermarkets while at school and later university.
And customers became part of my life every single day. Back then, most of the time it was fine, but every so often you would get a customer barking demands. You're willing to shout at you or call your names.
The move's been welcomed by the union for workers in the retail, fast food and warehouse sectors. SDA State Secretary Michael Donovan says there's been a 50% increase in violence against retail workers in Victoria.
We've been campaigning for a long time against customer abuse and violence, and we're very happy that the government has listened and is acting. We've seen our members pushed, punched, spat on, had things thrown at them, had their lives threatened, and have been stabbed. This sort of outbreak of violence and abuse has to be stopped. We want to see steep increases in the penalties, and we're very happy that the government is working to stop this violence that's happening to our members.
The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's providing consular assistance to an Australian in Afghanistan, following reports of a deadly incident of gunfire in central Afghanistan. Three foreign tourists and an Afghan were killed in the incident. Their identities have not been revealed. Hospital sources have identified the nationalities of those injured, including three Afghans and four foreign nationals from Australia, Norway, Lithuania and Spain. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack in Bamyan, home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and the remains of two giant Buddhist statues that were blown up by the Taliban during their previous rule in 2001. The Taliban's Interior Ministry says four people have been arrested. And to sport and football, the Matildas will get another chance to thrill local football fans on home soil, with Australia named as the host nation for the 2026 Asian Cup. The decision was confirmed at a meeting of the Asian Football Confederation Executive Committee in Bangkok, after Australia was the only member nation to submit a bid to host the tournament. The 2023 Women's World Cup, co-hosted by Australia and New Zealand, was a huge success, with the Matildas making it all the way to the semi-finals before losing the third-place playoff to Sweden. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.